I'm Oz and this is Jake.
Hello.
The upcoming Sam McGee film is going to be the latest entry in the Tree Mason cinematic universe. You're in the damn woods. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Damn Woods. It's your boys Jake and Oz. We have a movie episode for you here.
We watched a couple movies.
We watched two movies.
Two of them. So
why don't we start with the okay one?
Yeah, like, the okay one.
Our opinions ranging from decent to passable.
Right. And that's exactly where this movie lives, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder Woman 2017 came out on the Blu-ray last week. And
it's all right.
It's an okay film.
I'd say it's the best DC movie by a pretty wide margin, at least in terms of their cinematic universe.
Right, right. If we're talking about like the DC movies post the Dark Knight trilogy, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. No, that is precisely what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's true. Yes.
I think when I watched it, I placed it at about... I maybe disagree with that one. I would say, like, Thor-level quality.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's a good level to peg it at, because it's like, this is an okay movie. It made me smile a bunch, but it is incredibly forgettable.
There are, like, you know, name a character from that who's not Diana. Like, you struggle.
Nope. Can't do it. And I watched this movie twice.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, Diana Prince, Wonder Woman, that's all you fucking... That's it. Everyone else is, like,
really sticks.
Optional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Chris Pine's character is fun. Don't remember his fucking name. Actually, like...
Yeah. Well, honestly, their core, dudes, like... Yeah, I was going to say, his little posse, like, that's a ton of fun.
They're fun dudes. They are actually, every time they're on screen, they are fun to watch. They are a joy to have in that movie.
But all of them are kind of incidental to the
fucking
plot.
What even are their names?
And, you know, this is, you know, I would honestly feel kind of the same way about Captain America.
Yes.
Come to think of it. Like, same idea where
all the, you know, yeah, Captain America
squad,
dudes,
Captain's squad is pretty
every
cool.
Time. Yeah, but they're just like, whatever.
Whom?
Yeah, what are their fucking names?
Who are those people?
Don't remember. Well. And, like, you know, I'm a guy who, like, likes comic books.
So
this
yeah.
is, like, fucking, all right, blanked. Don't know who these people mm-hmm. are. But yeah, fucking. So this Wonder Woman, I'm trying to think, like, the intro to this movie where they're on the island is just so unnecessarily, like, long.
It is remarkably long.
Like, I understand that you're trying to, like, give the background for this character and everything. We already know who Wonder Woman is, generally speaking. Everyone who's seeing Wonder Woman knows who she is or probably doesn't care about this much background. Just, I think. That's my opinion, obviously.
And there are other movies that have struggled with this.
Yeah.
Spider-Man leaps to mind, like, hey, let's keep establishing how Spider-Man became a thing.
Hey, what if we did the
latest
again?
One finally broke out of.
I haven't seen that yet. I am, Oh, did they not do that? I thought they were doing the origin.
No.
Oh, that's awesome.
They skipped doing the origin. It's like, oh, fuck. Now it's actually a fun movie.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Yeah.
That's fucking rad.
Because they're not over here trying to explain who the fuck Peter Parker is.
I know who Peter Parker and Spider-Man is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, we all do. Because he's part of, like, the fucking cultural bullshit.
Yeah. He's part of the zeitgeist. It's fine.
People who don't know what comics are know who fucking Spider-Man is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, sorry. So Wonder Woman is a well-known enough character. I think that is the same kind of thing. We didn't
probably
need
get
that.
Away with some of it. I mean,
sure.
Maybe they're trying to distance it from some of those 60s comic tropes that were really silly, like the whole the invisible jet thing.
I'm sorry. Are you insulting the invisible jet, sir?
I'm just saying they may be trying to move away from that.
Wow. I'm just like, maybe you don't think invisible jets are rad, and I don't understand that kind of thought process.
Jake over here, the invisible jet liker,
the invisible jet supporter. No, I mean, that's fair. It's yeah, no, I would, if they had been like, it's an invisible jet in this movie, I'd have been like, no,
well, especially because it's set in World War One,
right? Invisible P-51 somehow, because she met Americans just now.
Yeah.
What a weird fucking concept
that would be really strange.
One was invisible jet.
In 1918.
Yep. World War One. I did. I did enjoy the so spoilers. Obviously, we're gonna
spoilers.
I we did will give enjoy you a the time, twist.
I'll just throw in there. We will give you a time code that you can skip to for The Mummy. We are not giving a spoiler tag for The Mummy.
No, not at all.
So anyway, spoiler tag. Boom, go.
Yeah. So I enjoyed the twist at the end. I liked that a lot, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that was very pleasant.
Similarly, I would say, I give this movie credit.
Sure.
In trying to do God scale combat in an entertaining way.
Yeah.
And I would say it mostly succeeded. It was a bit hokey, but it wasn't as bad as many occasions where it's like, okay, we're going to have two gods fight, and it's bullshit. Like, it just looks dumb, and you don't know what the fuck is happening.
Yeah, no, this definitely did the... it did it well enough that it was like, all right, that's fun. That's an enjoyable thing.
Yeah. It was a valiant effort, and it came out pretty well. I mean, it's hard to do. There's no... It's
difficult.
There's no good examples out there, I would say, of like, okay, we're going to have two gods fight in this movie, and it comes out like, that's awesome.
No, it just looks huge and dumb.
And weird.
And usually weird. This god-on-god combat in this case was, I mean, it was full tilt, like, Ares, the god of war, versus someone who's comparatively a god, you know,
because... Turns out she's secretly a god.
Right. Quote unquote, not Athena. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Young, not Athena over here.
Not
with
Athena.
Her owl and her bow.
Right. Might as well have had like six owls hanging out, just fucking owling it up,
not bowing Athena, around, though.
Fucking shooting Zeus a couple times, you know, normal stuff. Yeah. So, no, this is fucking. that was not bad. The twist of it being the guy who was arguing for peace the whole time.
Yeah.
Very poorly, I might add.
The young Chamberlain.
Young
the
guy, Chamberlain.
The Neville Chamberlain stand-in. Like, no, we've got to get peace.
Yeah, tricked again. He's actually one of the guys from Harry Potter.
Yeah. Decent actor.
Yeah, he's not a bad actor. Like, he's...
The whole crew, like...
Yeah.
It's a good cast. It's good writing. It's just they didn't...
super forgettable.
Well, especially considering that... And this is a little disappointing.
Yeah.
The entire non-Wonder Woman cast is disposable.
Oh, yeah. And they make that very clear.
Because it starts with her in the modern day.
Yeah.
So all of those people are going to die.
Yeah.
Like, just by virtue of aging.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That, and it's revealed quickly that, one, she can, like, reflect bullets with her fucking wrist guards. And shit, like, you know, and...
Oh, yeah, she's not on the same power level as them. She is fucking Wonder Woman.
Right. And so it becomes... And they're in World War One.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not a fun war for humans.
No.
And so she has to... Basically, she sees that, and, like, the island where she's from... has this idea that, like, there's the idea that humans are being tainted by Ares or whatever.
Right.
And then she kills Ares, who she thinks is Ares, and it's not. But, like, it's basically this discovery of, like, oh, it's not the taint of Ares, it's humans.
Humans are shitty. We will find plenty of reasons to murder each other. It's not one... or entity doing this.
Nope. And like that's kind of a fun message. Because
this is a fun movie, you know. It's not it's, It's not perfect, but it's the best thing DC has put out recently. It's very enjoyable. It's got good action.
It does. And Chris Pine is Chris Pine in it. Like, he's very much like Captain Kirk again.
Yeah, he's like, I'm Captain Pine Kirk, but in the past.
Yeah, I'm 1918 Captain Kirk. And you're just like, that's great, bud.
Like, I think that's, I'm just waiting for the crossover. Like, the next Star Trek movie is...
Oh, no.
Is Kirk gets sent back in time to World War One and meets Wonder Woman.
I mean, like, ugh.
Which is actually, that's...
I'm sure that's actually
not
a comic,
possible
is the
thing. Because... I do not think there was a DC crossover with Star Trek.
Star Trek has done crossovers with Marvel stuff, and they've done Marvel crossovers stuff. With IDW stuff that I know of.
Like Doctor Whom.
Doctor Who. Oh, God. Star Trek and X-Men. Something, something, something.
They found a planet of mutants.
It's Earth, but different. And you're just like, please kill me.
Please stop this. Please stop this. Yeah. Why are you like this?
It's never good. And that one got made into a book. Not even like a fucking comic.
I would almost say the Doctor Who one is passable, except for the fact that I thought that Doctor Who traveled along one timeline rather than, you know, multiversing it.
No, like the Rick writers of...
Honestly, a Star Trek Rick and Morty crossover would make more sense to me.
It would, but like Doctor Who doesn't, like the writers of Doctor Who don't give a shit.
Yeah, no, Moffat doesn't fucking care.
He's
like,
not a writer
anymore.
I'm
going to do the Who joke again for eight seasons.
Yeah. Yep. But I mean, like beyond him, other writers of Doctor Who don't give a shit. Like it's historically like they're just like, yeah, it's time travel, I guess. Whatever.
At this point, it's runs for so long, it's too big to fail. Like
it's, well...
The British people will continue to bail out Doctor Who.
That's true. That's
forever.
Exactly. It is the big bank of UK, the UK. Doctor Who. Doctor Whomst.
Doctor Whomstive.
So fucking
bring it back. If we want to wrap it on.
Yeah. So Wonder Woman, like, it's a good movie, but it's very forgettable for me.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. Like we said, like the rest of the cast, superb.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really fun movie. It just has trouble standing out because of the nature of superhero movies these days. But it's very worth watching.
Yeah, no, go watch it. I would say, like, the one thing I had a real problem with was, like, the supposed main villain, Dr. Poison.
Dr. Poison.
Please execute me immediately. No,
that was a bit hokey, but, I mean, I wouldn't say... And
the Germans are making mustard gas, and it's like, yeah, they made mustard gas in a lab.
Yeah,
that's
a real
thing.
Like, that's correct.
One random lady just gassing German soldiers.
Mm-hmm. No, but I mean, the villain in Iron Man 3 was hokey.
Oh,
villain
yes.
in a lot. It's a superhero villain. It's very purpose-built. It's not one of the more compelling ones.
No. Anyway, but beyond that, the movie is pretty watchable and fun. It's just like you're gonna forget 99% of the characters. You'll know the actors and their faces, but their names are gone.
And you'll know some of the stuff they did, but the names just it doesn't matter.
They don't
doesn't
matter.
They're all gonna die.
They're all gonna die. It does not matter to the story at all. You're just like rad, cool, moving on.
But it's got fun action. It's got those fish out of water sequences that really
it
made
does.
Thor work, but more of them. So it works
it has
better.
A lot more of them. I would say Thor. Yeah. Thor had the right amount for Thor.
Thor had the right amount for Thor. This has the right amount, I would say, for Wonder Woman.
Definitely.
I enjoy it because everything else that's coming out in the cinematic universe is going to suck.
They're making another Batfleck movie.
Fuck you.
They've confirmed it. They've confirmed another Batfleck movie.
Oh, God. That whole fucking franchise is stillborn.
They're just, nope, it doesn't matter. They're going to keep fucking pumping out shit.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway.
Let me live in the universe where they did Nightwing movies coming off of the Dark Knight trilogy.
That
would
have been great. But no, we don't live in that universe.
We don't live there.
Nightwing's not a character anyone knows.
Everyone knows who Nightwing is. You motherfuckers.
Yeah, the people who are going to be seeing comic book movies will know who Nightwing is. And other people will be like, that seems like a Batman movie. That seems cool.
Right, exactly. They'll be like, that looks like Batman. It's like Batman, except it's Nightwing.
Mm-hmm.
Rad, done. That's all you got to do. That's all you had
Boom.
To do. Anyway. So the next movie, I felt that we needed to see this. Oh,
God.
Because it is the first, not even technically the first, it's the second, technically.
How is it the second? What because was the first?
Dracula Uncaged or whatever.
Ugh.
Hang on, that's probably a porno.
God.
Dracula Untold. That's technically the first in the Dark Universe.
All right. Guess what, folks? Guess what? I'm going to save you 2 hours of your life right now.
Yeah, don't watch this movie.
Well, A, don't watch this movie. B, Tom Cruise has to find a cure for being literally the devil.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go. That's the end of the movie. That's the end of the movie. You know the end of the movie now. Don't watch this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my fucking God.
So here's what links the movies. Or here are the movies so far that are confirmed for this. You ready for this?
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear
it. We have The Mummy.
We have
Dracula Untold.
K.
Tentatively. Oh, I'm so mad. The Bride of Frankenstein is next.
What?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Invisible Man, Wolf Man, and Creature from the Black Lagoon are slated. Guess who's cast as the Invisible Man? Just take a swing. Take one swing.
Is it Benedict Cumberbatch?
Worse. Johnny Depp.
Oh, God.
Why? Oh, no, this gets better. This gets better.
On what basis?
Worse is what I mean. There may be a Van Helsing movie. Because the first Van Helsing movie, which was awful, wasn't bad enough. So all of these movies are actually confirmed to be in production right now. Be in production or slated for production. On the strength of The Mummy and Dracula Untold.
I mean, here's, you know, some very uncomfortable real talk. The Mummy made $200 million because apparently there's a carbon monoxide leak in this fucking country.
It's true. It's a very big one. It's a very big one that makes people very dumb.
God.
So.
Like, I have never had a movie piss me off faster.
And that's a fair thing, because this did some stuff that made me actually angry.
Well, this one did it in the first 30 seconds.
That's impressive. It took me at least 20 minutes to get proper angry.
Okay, because they had the Universal logo play.
Yeah.
And then they played the logo for the studio they made specifically to produce this cinematic universe of nonstop abortions.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all it is.
Nonstop Abortion Studio is what it's called, technically.
Yeah. So Dark Universe, which is like just a backwards Universal logo.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. That's
and I was fair. Instantly furious.
Yeah, you're just like, well, just we're done here.
Instantly mad. This movie has a handful of cool concepts, all of which are wasted.
Like, not only are they wasted, they're like dashed against rocks as soon as you see them.
Yeah, just immediately. Immediately. Like,
the high point of this movie is Russell Crowe overacting.
Honestly, yes.
Which is...
Well, I will say Russell Crowe, who is 2 years younger than Tom Cruise, playing the old man professor, who it turns out it's Dr. Jekyll.
Dr. Jekyll
of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That's him.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
He's those guys. And So
that's him. That's the guy. That's it. Yeah, they got Dr. Jekyll in this fucking movie. Aren't you excited?
For Dr. You know fucking that name. Jekyll. You know the name Dr. Jekyll. He's the Nick Fury of this movie. I'm not joking.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
Not a joke. That's a real thing. He's the Nick Fury of this series.
Ugh.
He's the head of not Avengers.
Oh God.
Or the head of not Shield, as it were.
Oh, let's just blow by blow this thing. So Tom Cruise is young Donald Trump, who's basically grave robbing his way across the Middle East and murdering people.
Oh, no. Let's address one thing real fast.
Are we going to talk about like the 20 minutes of exposition that start things off?
That's also there. But the CG the CG
they use on
Tom Cruise to make him look like he's not 60.
Oh my God. And it bleeds through sometimes.
It's so weird. Like
occasionally it becomes obvious how old he is. And then they're like touching it up all the time. Tom Cruise should look like
he's 33.
Oh my God. And
you can't, like no computer can make that happen for a whole movie. Hollywood. It's just not possible with this technology.
Hollywood. Cast Tom Cruise as his age or just let him go ride his years out getting his thetans sucked out.
Right. Like put him out to pasture.
He's got enough fucking money.
The guy's
not that great of an actor and he's too old to be the action hero. Fuck yourself. Stop casting him.
It's not going to stop.
It's not going to stop. Of course it's not going to stop.
He's going to die on set.
Oh, I hope so. I hope that happens soon. I hope he dies on set tomorrow.
It won't. It'll happen like in the fourth Mummy movie. Yeah,
it'll be similar to like when Harrison Ford was injured by the ramp filming Star Wars.
Right.
Like that's what's going to happen to Tom Cruise.
Yep.
Oh, Christ God. On
sale.
Yeah, so I forgot that the movie starts with 20 fucking minutes of exposition.
Oh my God, it is long.
Yeah.
And it's like you don't care.
They set it up in exactly the same way with what looked like reused sets from the 90s Mummy movies.
The 90s Mummy movies were charming though.
They were charming. Like, okay, Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
Played a fun like adventurer guy.
Yeah, he's a likable character. You're like, he's Brendan a likable
character.
I'd like to hang out with this character and Brendan Fraser.
Oh, this guy's a rapscallion, and you know he's got a heart of gold, even though he's like you know stealing things and you know compare he's
rascally.
Compare that to Tom Cruise's character,
who's again, a war like, criminal.
He's a war criminal and grave robber, and you instantly hate him.
There's no rascaliness.
No. He's just like, oh, let's go and we'll get them to murder everyone in this town, and then we'll steal the shit. Like,
literally, that's it.
And they're trying to frame it like he's a fun adventurer, rapscallion with fails a heart of gold.
Instantly,
fails outright. Constantly, yeah. His sidekick is more likable than him.
So,
and that's a stretch.
I like the sidekick a lot in this movie, actually. I was mad.
Psychic sidekick.
I was mad with so they ripped off the sidekick in 100%. So if you've seen American Werewolf in London, you know what the sidekick bit is. Have you seen that?
I have not, in point of fact.
Okay, so in 1980, whatever, 4 or something, when that came out, this dude, the character in that movie, got attacked by a werewolf and his friend got killed by it. And since his friend got killed by it and he got turned into a werewolf, his dead friend keeps appearing to him and fucking with him. Just like he does in this movie. So, it's a 1,000%. So they copied
that directly?
Oh, not even like shamelessly.
Ugh.
It's...
Ugh.
I was mad. I was like... Because I think that psychic guy has been funny and stuff.
Jake Johnson. Like,
yeah.
He was funny in Jurassic World. Like, he's actually the standout, like, this guy is entertaining part of a few bad movies.
Yeah.
And like, by a few, I mean this and
Jurassic World.
Because Jurassic World was not good. But it was not bad on this scale.
No, it was different. It was a different kind of bad. This is bad on several scales.
This is so, like...
This dude,
we had to invent new orders of magnitude to properly describe how bad this movie is.
Like the so, aside from the war criminal main character, which is like usually not a thing I give a shit about, but they make him so insufferable.
He's deeply insufferable, just right away.
And you're like, man, you are a piece of garbage.
Which then like the romantic subplot. Gets really confusing really quick.
Why?
Because it's like she suggests that she knows this guy because they hooked up once. He lasted like 15 seconds and then rifled through her shit while she was asleep.
Yeah, stole a map.
Yeah.
Which he did. He did steal a map from her.
And with that established, why would she ever talk to him again?
Because she's part of the secret fucking not Avengers.
Well, she's part of the secret fucking not Avengers and it's like, oh, we need some 20-something for Tom Cruise to bang so that he still looks young.
Yes.
I suspect
he's got a thing in his contract.
The means by which the mummy absorbs other people is what Tom Cruise wants to do.
Yes. But they still have to use CGI to cover up how old he is.
Yeah, Tom Cruise wishes he could just kiss young actors and absorb their life force.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, it turns out CGI is the only way to do that right now. Fuck me. Let's
among
get
other
so
things.
Yeah.
Oh, go, please.
20
please.
Minutes. Yeah, no, 20 minutes of shitty exposition, and mm-hmm. then
which like, is like exactly the same exposition from the 90s mummy movies, the 90s early 2000s mummy movies.
It looked like the same fucking set.
Same set, looks, same costume design.
It's bad. It's like,
you
it
got
was
a
charming
lady mummy
in 1990. Yeah, yeah. Oh golly gosh.
Well, and that's a cool concept.
Yeah.
But not as executed here. Plus, the effects are really bad.
So, yeah, like her being like, she was the concept of evil lady mummy.
Mm-hmm.
Fun, bad guy idea.
Yeah. There's
execution.
Potential in that idea.
Execution. No.
Well, okay.
No bad.
There's nothing this film actually executes
well.
On.
No. Everything is
other
bad
than
about
the audience.
It.
Like I wanted somebody to put a bullet in my head.
Yeah, it should execute the audience given the right amount of time. This movie. So okay, let's get to the after the exposition and the reused mummy sets
and the grave robbing, and then
because
they go to a town, they're like going to rob the grave, but then
the
archaeologist lady shows up, the love interest. And
yeah, for some reason, it's never really given a clear reason why she actually likes Tom Cruise.
Oh, no. Like I said, there's zero reason for them to like each other. But also, she apparently has insane amounts of clout with the U.S. military.
Yeah. So much that she's ordering like a fucking a general or not a general, but like a local commander around.
Yeah. Like, OK, yeah, you need to get this thing out of the ground. You can't tell him this is a war zone.
Yeah. Shut up,
like,
lady.
What the fuck?
You're not the U.S. Army's, but that's because she's, you know, then it's revealed that she's in this secret fucking society that apparently the governments are involved with, I guess, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be that, right? It's, not S.H.I.E.L.D.
So when they let they get the sarcophagus out of Mercury, because apparently that's her weakness, is Mercury.
Right.
Then they get swarmed by spiders, which are, like,
it's camel
apparently
spiders.
She controls spiders and crows.
She controls a lot of animals for some reason.
Yeah, it's not totally clear. And if a spider under her control bites you, then you turn into a zombie.
Right. You're under her control at least. Yeah.
Which is different from being cursed. Which
is what Tom Cruise is.
Tom Cruise gets cursed somehow? Question mark.
Yeah. By existing.
By existing in the proximity to
by
the
being
film,
the main
we were all
character.
Cursed for having
we were
seen
all
this.
Cursed. Yeah, everyone is cursed now. Good job, everybody. Go team. We've
so
been
they, they're like they're going to load up the they load up the coffin. They fly it in a C-130 to England, which is curious on a number of fronts.
It's best not to think about it.
Well, because
that's where Mr. Hyde or Dr. Jekyll's secret not S.H.I.E.L.D. is.
C-130s are not super, super long haul. I guess they're fairly long haul. But second, if this is a military operation, why would it not be flying to one
America.
Of the numerous German bases?
German bases or literally anywhere else.
Yeah, but no, instead it's England.
To England.
Because
it's
we need to meet up with Russell Crowe.
Yeah. So on this flight, Tom Cruise's friend has been bitten by a spider.
Mm-hmm.
And gets,
so,
the mummy possesses him and he stabs the commander. And Tom Cruise puts like 3 bullets in him and kills him finally.
I mean, the amount of the lack of logic going on there. I mean, the action mostly pissed me off.
Yes.
In part because Tom Cruise does not know how to fire a gun.
Oh, God. That was
pretty
like,
obvious.
Like, he's supposed to be a military dude.
He's supposed to be a military dude. And no, like Jake Johnson, his sidekick.
Yeah.
Clearly put in the range time versus Tom fucking Cruise.
Right.
Who's just like running around flailing an AR all over the place. Just,
oh my God. Like it's the worst action movie flails too. It's not like a little bit. It's bad.
It's really fucking bad.
So like we're like one end of the spectrum is Keanu Reeves like taking up shooting as a skill thing for John Wick.
See, that's the gold standard now.
The other end is the spectrum. The Tom Cruise in this movie is the other end of the spectrum.
Like, could not be bothered to go to a range.
Yeah,
that's it.
Wait, holding the gun by the butt, not knowing where the trigger is.
Oh my God.
Thinking it's a club, you know, little stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
His buddy gets possessed and stabs the commander. And then they're like trying to talk him down.
And he's like not, he's catatonic. And
they're like, oh, so we're only going to freak out when he stabs the commander a second time.
Yeah.
Because it's totally normal behavior for him to just stab the commander with no indication of what's going on.
It seems like a thing he'd do. They shoot him and then the plane crashes. Because the mummy somehow makes the plane crash.
Yeah, the mummy sends a swarm of crows, because again, she's got dominion over multiple things.
Over crows, yeah. She sends some crows at very high altitudes.
Yeah, extremely high altitude crows. The plane takes on too many crows, so they get heavy,
yeah,
and they have to crash.
There's too many crows in the plane, so they have to take it down. And Tom Cruise looks like he's dead. Everyone looks like he's dead. Tom Cruise wakes up in a morgue.
Yeah, which, God, like, how great of a movie would it have been if it just ended with him in a morgue and he doesn't wake up?
It would have been great. It would have been a fun short film.
Yeah.
It would have been very okay with that. And the end is here. Cool, neat, done. No, this goes on for like 2 hours.
Yep, it keeps fucking happening.
This movie feels so long.
He comes back to life.
Yeah.
And then... the mummy starts consolidating her power by, you know, killing people.
Which murdering guards.
Initially, it seems like she only controls zombies that she herself kills.
Yeah.
But then later, it's just like, oh no, it's any corpse to be nearby.
And also Tom Cruise. But like, it's a very subtle control. And also
Tom Cruise is not dead. He's cursed, which is different somehow. We're not specific as to how.
Russell Crowe, Mr. Hyde, or Dr. Jekyll,
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Mr. Hyde has different fingerprints than Dr. Jekyll.
Somehow.
You're welcome.
I was annoyed at that as well.
Like, let's take the idea of the SCP Foundation.
Yeah.
And then, put the dumbest fucking Nick Fury ass bullshit that we can think of in charge of it.
That's made me mad. That's exactly it. That's it. They took a cool idea,
mm-hmm.
an organization that exists to like hold and deal with like paranormal / out of this universe bullshit,
mm-hmm.
and then they made it suck.
They made it the dumbest bunch of assholes on the planet.
Just the shittiest retards. Just like the worst people.
Well, and how badly is their base designed? Because
what even is that base? They're like, here's the library with the bulletproof glass. And you're like, why?
Why is that a thing?
Because you have a lot of Jekyll might come out and you're like, what?
Okay. Their main room where they're trying to contain the mummy and the fact that like, so I'm skipping forward ahead a little here, but basically
it doesn't matter. You can skip forward.
The mummy gets her hands on one of their technicians in this base. Where they're containing her, and has them hit a circuit box with an axe.
Yep. That's
and that causes that circuit box to go on fire.
Right, and that causes the whole base to shut down.
A random other circuit breaker goes on fire for no clear reason.
Yeah.
And then a metal catwalk catches fire.
That did catch fire.
Yes,
it
did.
It's a special kind of metal.
Everything is made out of fucking magnesium.
Right. It's either magnesium or it's wood that's painted like metal. We couldn't afford the real stuff. This is England. Of course it's natural.
Boy, what is your metal using permit?
Right. They didn't have it.
They were like, oh shit. And I had to use wood instead.
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
Furious. Basically furious.
My fucking God.
Russell, so Tom Cruise starts seeing his dead friend right before this.
Mm-hmm.
And the dead friend...
Who's telling him to, like, yeah, listen to the mummy. Do what she says.
Right. Dead friend's fucking with him, basically, the whole time. And he's like, it's the only way you're going to end this curse, bro. And like he's, like, broing around the whole time. And you're like, ugh.
I want to note here, like, the inability of this film to establish its tone is not the main thing that bothers me, but it did bother me a lot.
It's huge because like because that, it's it, like it bounces
is it a
from
horror
like,
movie? Is it an action movie? Is it a comedy? Because they keep trying to throw jokes in there that just don't fucking right. land because they're
is
awful.
Is it a buddy comedy?
What the
literally
fuck is
literally a
happening?
Buddy comedy? No, it's not. It's just bad.
Oh my god.
So Russell Crowe, like I said, like Russell Crowe and like the ghost of the friend are like literally the high points of this movie, and they're not good. Like that's not saying yeah. anything good. That's saying like these are the least bad things about the film, because Russell Crowe's he's still Russell Crowe. Like Russell Crowe is a passable actor. You know, years ago, I'd say Russell Crowe is a good actor, but I've seen him be in
Russell
some bullshit.
Russell Crowe is at least willing to admit his age and be cast accordingly.
Oh, my God. That's a big thing. Russell Crowe plays characters that are his age range.
Yeah. Russell Crowe's, as I've noted, 2 years younger than Tom Cruise.
And he looks
and so
like,
he's playing an old man.
He plays like a dude in his 50s. Man. Right. Whereas Tom Cruise plays a grave robber in his 30s.
I think Tom Cruise is trying to play a character younger than I am.
Yeah. Tom Cruise is trying to play dudes younger than us. And no, Tom Cruise. No.
Tom Cruise, stop.
Like, Hollywood, stop saying yes to CG Tom Cruise.
Yeah, why, in what stop universe it. Did you think that was going to be good? Clearly the Dark Universe.
The Dark Universe, obviously. So you meet Dr. Jekyll, and he's annoying and a sociopath. But it's, you know, you're like, all right, you're fun. But he's like, we're just going to, you know, kill the mummy and dissect her and also kill Tom Cruise. No idea why.
It's not clear. I would have been okay with it.
The movie would have been much better if they just killed that mummy and shot Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Dissected both of them. Hey, cool. Yeah. We figured out what was going on here.
Hey, we figured out how she controls spiders. Now we have a spider controlling machine. That would have made more sense than the most of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It would suck still. But anyway. So Russell Crowe or Dr. Jekyll gets into an altercation and can't take his medication that makes him not turn into Mr. Hyde.
Oh yeah. So he turns into Mr. Hyde for a little while.
Yeah. A random bass flunky sees it and is like, oh shit, lock the bass down. It's Mr. Hyde. And like, they don't say that. Thank God. I swear to God, if there's an unedited version of this movie, like a director's cut, he says that. It's in my head. He already, you know what I'm saying?
Mr. Hyde. We got to they have to telegraph everything so fucking hard because they are assuming that the viewer has already experienced brain death.
Yeah, that's, yep. I mean,
like they don't use the word hieroglyphics in this movie.
Oh my God. I was furious. What are these fucking things? Like Tom Cruise's character makes light of it poorly. She's like, I don't have time for that. And you're like, eat shit. Eat 1,000 pounds of shit. It's a simple word.
It's like they're just going for the lowest possible common denominator here.
Like, here's the deal. Do you think people are retarded? Like, I think people are fucking dumb on a regular basis, but they know what hieroglyphics are.
Yeah.
Like, they are part of, like, a human cultural phenomenon. You know?
Yeah,
like,
no.
We know what hieroglyphics are.
Let's just not explain that. Let's not, like, talk about what hieroglyphics are. Let's just fucking explain everything with exposition use the dumbest language possible.
No, maybe they're right. I mean, made $200 million fucking domestic. Maybe they're right. Maybe humans are too dumb to know what hieroglyphics are.
I don't know.
Fucking the normos are just dumb enough that they're going to eat all these movies up. That's it. That's done. That's it. That's
the real Dark Universe.
That's the Dark Universe.
It's the one that we live in.
This one. This universe. The one we live in right now is the Dark Universe.
My fucking God.
The
zombie effects are bad. The effects they use on the mummy are bad. The effects they use on Tom Cruise are bad.
Like
the decisions that people make are inscrutable.
The mummy learning English. Suddenly,
oh yeah, you know, they just switch it over to English. Yeah, that's fine, whatever.
I was like, no, just keep her. Like, if they'd kept her subtitled and incomprehensible, it would have been less bad,
miles better.
But then she's like, I learned your simple language, and it's like, are you an alien? No, you're just a fucking, you're not, you know, you're not, fuck
you're
off.
From ancient Egypt, like,
you ancient Egypt ass motherfucker, you didn't learn a language in 2 minutes. Anyway, it's fucking, like, you know, of things in this movie that, like, there's tons of it. It's just bad. It's bad the entire time.
Real
it's, like,
bad.
Insultingly bad. So
I did feel insulted by this film.
That's fair. So the mummy breaks out and Tom Cruise has to go find her, question mark. That's the story. And at that point, there's still 40 minutes left in the movie somehow. So there's like 40 minutes of like Tom Cruise not being in Not Shield trying to find this mummy. And then the mummy has like an exposition fight with him about like how, you know, he's Satan or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So let's. So they established that Set,
God yeah. of Death, Set, is, Satan, whatever,
is also Satan, is also every evil because you know
he's the bad guy, God, and everything because that's how it works.
Because we need American audiences to be afraid of him.
Yes, that's
whatever. Some ancient Egyptian god. Oh, it's the devil. Oh no.
Oh fuck.
I care.
Yeah, now I give a shit. It may be, like, I don't know if that's, like, a real thing. Like, I don't know if that's, like, a focus group thing where they were like, would you be afraid of an ancient Egyptian god who's fucked up and weird? No. What about the devil? That could be real. Okay. All right, bud. Fine. Sure. Whatever. So he's all the bad guys. He's, like, I swear to God, if they were like, he's, like, Darth Vader times a million, and you're just, you know. Anyhow.
Yeah.
So he's very the set effects are irritating. Cuz it's just like a shitty shambling old man shadow. And you're like, that's not scary. It's gross looking. That's about it. Is this a horror movie? Is this an adventure movie? Is it etc.? No. It's a bad movie is what it is.
Yeah.
So they establish that Set is Satan, and then that she is going to bring Satan into another human. But Tom Cruise knows this because he's mind linked with the mummy because he's cursed.
Yeah, because she can read his mind, but also he can read hers? Question mark.
No, well, it's like question mark. So they don't really clarify, but like she's projecting stuff that's happened in the past to him.
And I guess
they redact, you know,
that's because they keep flashing back to earlier in this movie.
They keep flashing back to the same stuff from the beginning of the movie again and again for filler, almost certainly. Mm-hmm. But it's like it's unnecessary. It's like I know what happened because
it's
two hours
long. Why do they need filler?
Right, they don't.
Oh god,
but they do anyway. It's so goddamn long. So, it feels like such a fucking long movie.
One of the framings they do. Is like, Tom Cruise needs to find a cure for this curse. He's got to find a cure for this curse so he can no longer be under the influence of the mummy.
And the devil and whatever.
Mm-hmm. And then she does the ritual. Like,
yep, done.
The dagger and the gem get combined. She goes to stab him. He stabs himself. He becomes the devil.
He becomes Satan Man. Which is
which apparently he can then overpower this random asshole with not much of a moral code.
Right, a shitty, amoral, sack crap human who with a heart of gold can overpower literally Satan.
Literally the devil.
Literally like the scariest, like the supposed to be the scariest thing in this movie.
Yeah.
So because like not only does he like get possessed by not Satan. He kills the mummy lady.
Yeah.
Like he just stabs
the mummy lady in the same way.
Why?
Yeah, because he's more power. Because he overpowered the devil. And now he's good. He's a good guy.
Now I'm super devil man.
He's the good devil dude.
The good devil man. That's his character. Is super devil man.
So then at the end, it's like, oh yeah, he's just out in the world trying to find a cure.
You know, he's got power over life and death.
He's trying to find a cure for being the devil.
No, let's get
what I said at the start.
There's an egregious bullshit thing here also. The power over life and death thing, right?
Uh-huh, so he brings his
archaeologist back. He brings her back.
Yeah.
But when he does it, they have a very, very shitty effect where he's like, come back. And then the devil, you know, his face morphs into like, some kind of weird set Satan thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, so are you using the devil's powers? Are you the good guy with the devil powers now? Are you okay? And Russell Crowe's like, we're going to, like, literally, they might as well have said in the final exposition, Russell Crowe, like, we're going to need at least 5 movies to explain this. Like, that's what that speech was. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, his last exposition is like, well, we'll never know. We'll have to chase him down. You're going to need 5 movies to explain this. Mm-hmm. Just say that.
Yep.
And then it cuts to Tom Cruise and his buddy's back because Tom Cruise brought him back from the dead.
Yep. And they're running around doing what seems to be exactly the same thing.
They're like, you know what I like doing? Robbing graves. Doing it again.
You're going to do it, except now I'm the devil.
Yeah, I'm the devil looking for a cure for devilitis. I'm Tom Cruise and my buddy's back. And you're just like, I'm furious. I was furious the entire fucking time.
The fact that they reused many of the existing powers and stuff from the early the Mummy movies,
I mean,
really just served to remind me of a better film. To the extent that they even found, like, at one point, archaeologist lady finds the Book of Life.
Right.
Which has the reverse for the curse, the reversal of the curse. It's exactly the same plot, or prop, rather.
It's,
from the 1999 movie.
It's a callback.
And that just makes me miss those movies.
Yeah, I'm going to go watch the Mummy movies that were good. They weren't good, but they were fun. Do you know what's better than this movie? Those two movies. That third one was bad.
I can think of many things that are better than this movie, and some of them are physical harm.
Yeah, no, a lot of them are. Self-harm is better, I'd say.
Yeah.
So,
like, getting blackout drunk, which is a thing that I've said maybe don't do on this do podcast. That.
It's better. It's better than this.
Getting blackout drunk is better than watching this movie.
It's a bad movie.
It's so bad.
It's such a bad fuck. You know what? Hey, next week we have two more bad movies coming out because Hollywood doesn't understand that it's like it's blaming a website right now. Hollywood people are blaming Rotten Tomatoes.
They're over here fucking blaming Rotten Tomatoes.
And what? So
for centralizing information that was already publicly available.
Yep. So what we're going to do is talk about two big budget. Oh, also, so something else. It's the last thing about the Mummy. Before we exit the show.
Please, please, like, thank God. Please let us stop talking about this fucking movie.
This movie cost a fuck house of money to make.
$200 million.
Uh-huh.
$200 million
to make a two-hour movie that is physically insulting to the audience.
In fairness, most of that money was probably spent on Tom Cruise's salary and the special and effects CG. On him.
Yeah, to make him look 35.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Badly.
And also stealing ideas from movies from 1984.
Anyway.
Side note, Oz, if you've never seen American Werewolf in London sometime, it's excellent.
It's a shitty
B movie from the 80s. But I enjoy that. Yeah, you'll like it. And it actually does this dead friend harassing you thing. When you see that, you'll be like, oh, wow, this is it. This is this concept done in a funny, charming way. Whereas the Tom Cruise one is done like an insulting, egregious way that makes that actor look bad, which is unfortunate because he's funny.
Yeah.
Like, he's got good delivery. That's the saddest thing about these movies for me is the fact that Russell Crowe, who is proven to be a good actor, and this other
a decent actor,
who is at least funny in movies. Like he's action movie guy, but he's like the funny guy in them. He's passably funny in everything I've seen him in.
Yeah.
Except this movie. He's like funny by comparison, but it's so tonally off that it's like, fuck it. Why do I care? Anyway.
So you were going to say something about not this movie.
Yeah. No. So next week, we have two terrible movies that we had basically promised ourselves that we were not going to watch. But since
Hollywood, are we going to watch them?
Since Hollywood has decided to blame review sites for shit, we're going to watch some movies they've poured hundreds of millions of dollars into to see if they can still do it.
Okay. You didn't warn me about this beforehand. What are we watching?
Transformers The Last Knight and the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I long for death.
You will. You will before it's over. So, yeah. Hey, look out for more bad movie podcasts next week because...
We're just going to keep on fucking doing this.
Fuck.
Burn Hollywood down.
Fucking nuke Hollywood. Good Lord. You are bad at stuff.
You're out of control. This is terrible. Yeah. Why are you like this?
Hey, so check us out Friday for the Dick Kick. We got YouTube content coming. It's good times. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Check us out Monday for another media podcast. Obviously, movie podcast next week. And check us out if you would like to check out our backer podcast, patreon.com/thedamnwoods. It is all politics, all current events.
All that good shit.
All shit talking the entire time. The
content you crave.
Yeah, the content you get to be angry about on the internet. It's fantastic. It's fun. It's well reviewed. You know, fantastic. We're great. We're very apt political commentators. No, we get drunk and yell.
Yeah, we're furious all the time.
Anyhow, if you'd like to throw us $5, you can get that. If you want to buy a shirt or a hoodie, they are available as well. Teespring.com/store/the-damn-woods. Motherfucking buy a shirt. Put our logo on your body.
Advertise for us.
Advertise for us. Have a sweet logo on your body. I mean, you already kind of
do. Yeah. You know, when you tell your friends, which also do that, but...
Yeah, but wear a shirt at them.
But do it more.
Yeah. Or whatever. Or don't. I'm not your dad.
Yeah. I mean, we're not in charge of you, clearly.
Buy a shirt. I'm not your dad, but buy a shirt. Anyhow.
Your dad says to buy a shirt.
Your dad says buy a shirt. Buy your dad a shirt. Don't tell him what the show is. There you go. That's the new hype. Don't tell him what the show is, but buy your dad a shirt. I'm...
Done. Fixed.
This is great. This is a great idea. I'm a marketing genius. Anyhow, thank you for listening. Backers, thank you for backing. Everyone else, enjoy the rest of your week. Goodbye. I love you.